the riot at the Dog Park Studios. It's Live with Johnny. And now, here's Johnny!
Well, as you're asking yourself, is this real?
That's real life.
Is that Robert? Is he just filling in for Johnny? There's no glasses. First of all, it's not Robert because you can tell by the thin face and the man hair I can grow on my face. Actually, he grows a better beard than I do.
Does he?
He does. He
How
does.
Is that possible?
Like you have the same genes, don't you?
Not the same size, though, because I've been losing weight. Hey, sorry, no more
Jesus Christ,
chubby jokes. Ask me how long it's been since we've done Live with Johnny.
I don't know because you never called and asked if I was okay. So I'm going to guess it was 6 weeks, almost 2 months.
Long enough that I can't find my Live with Johnny sweatshirt. That's how long. Really. I even had JoJo help me look. I couldn't locate it. It's been about a month. We took the whole month of April off.
Yes.
I was at Fat Camp. Kirk was in rehab.
Yes.
We can't tell you why he was in rehab, but I will say this.
I was rehabbing.
The Oragel nonsense had to stop. You know, once you start going off the Oragel. It's not going to be too hard to find the girl in the pink belly shirt that stole from that place, right?
What?
Yeah, I saw that story today. They're like, we're looking for these two women.
Oh, yeah. One of the women, I mean, right?
She found the one 1978 Playboy shirt that they had at Goodwill, and she wore it to rob a store.
I think you're going to be able to finger her pretty easy.
She's, whoa. Just because the clothing she has on is not an indicator of which base she will go to, Kirk Michael. A lot has happened in the world since you and I have last got together. So much, but a lot was happening when we were here, but there's been, I think there's a war still going on. They've now confirmed that there's aliens, and
what?
Kamala Harris still can't spit out a legitimate, sensical fucking sentence.
Well, that's no big surprise.
So how have you been? How are you, Kirk?
I'm great. I mean, you're looking at what
I
work.
You look thin, dude. You look thin.
I worked all day in these same clothes. Shorts, no underwear, socks, hoodie. I made a paycheck. I didn't have to leave my house. It was wonderful. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I'm doing great.
I got to tell you, if you're thinking of, if you're up and down on whether or not to open up an OnlyFans, I think you can see the successes in the, it's right here. It's all he does all day. A lot of people don't know, but he just puts... What is it? Random liquids on his feet for 6 hours a
yes.
day. People pay to watch that.
Product testing. That's correct. It's called passive income.
You have? do you have any? I can't believe it's not butter. I've been meaning to get that. Do you put that on your feet?
No. She buys some kind of.
Have you been doing
butter.
Your podcast?
Oh yeah.
So you have found you so found you've, set up.
You've been
I'm talking.
You've been watching. I see.
You found time to do that podcast, but you didn't find time to do this podcast.
Right, because like I said to you before we went on hiatus, we need to do it on the weekend, which is when we do the other podcast, which would have worked fine for me, but not
for
you.
Which interfered with what I do on the weekend, which
right.
is absolutely nothing.
So
I try to do as less as possible
we can't
on the weekend.
That.
But it is great to be back. It's cool. Kirk, really, though, was coaching lacrosse over at the high school.
Yes, that ended quickly. Sooner than we anticipated.
Didn't make the playoffs. Is that what happened?
No, it was kind of a mutual agreement that I would not do it anymore because the athletic director and I didn't get along.
Not because the kids are dicks? Because I was going to ask you, like, high school kids are dicks, right?
Well,
so you're in a bougie white kid town, and those bougie-ass white kids think they can do and say whatever they
right,
want.
Right, and like we've discussed ad nauseum, it's a different atmosphere nowadays than it was 15 years ago. And if you go out into the field... No, it's running.
Okay.
They're coming. If you go out into the if you go out into the field nowadays and say stuff like step on their neck, or if you get punched, punch back. That
put
goes
them in a body
back.
Bag,
yes.
That stuff.
Yes.
Sweep
and
the leg.
Athletic directors do not like that.
Got you. Johnny, sweep the leg. You're not allowed to. There's no more of that.
We learned that about 3 weeks into the season. So that ended, and it was fine.
Well, I coach Little League, and that's what I was doing in the month of April, and I'm still doing it. But your schedule was a little bit more like every fucking day was
every day for 2 hours, yeah,
which is ridiculous. But that's good for you. I mean, you, I, honestly, and I'm not trying
Thanks,
to.
Thanks, man.
You look like you're in shape.
Thanks, man. I'm walking the dogs, getting my cardio in. You know,
walking the dog.
That's the only exercise I get,
But anyway, everything's good, right? At the dog park, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great, man. Good. Same old, same formula, same awesome. Old shit.
Awesome. Before we go any further, we do have a sponsor for tonight's show.
You didn't let me know. I have nothing
you
to
know
put
why?
Out now.
That's how good you are. it's the one and only, as usual, our number one sponsor, Tux Tavern.
Oh, yeah, okay. They're easy.
Before I tell you what Tux Tavern has going on for the month of May, I just want anybody who's listening right now, or if you're going to listen to tonight, if you're going to listen tonight, later tonight, if you're going to listen later tonight, tomorrow, or possibly even Saturday and Sunday, guess what week it is? It's the Meatloaf Special Week.
We've discussed that as well before.
I've been eating right and eating responsibly.
You look good too, by the way, and I'm not just saying that.
I'm down to 205 from like 218.
No shit. Good
for you,
bro.
I bet you the
last
time we filmed this show, I was at 218.
That sounds right.
So now I'm about down to, what do you mean sound? You got a scale on the
No, you were talking about it, remember?
Not fat ass. That sounds about right.
No, we made a bet or something. You gave, I can't remember, but it sounds.
No more bets on this show. I'm down to 205, so we're doing it, but I can't go because you go to Tux, you get this meatloaf special. They give you so much, and the mashed potatoes and the carrots,
it's a
whatever
lot.
They got for the sides this time.
It's a lot.
The vegetable, the potato. If you're listening after this show, go down there and eat it and go there. Go there this weekend for the meatloaf special. But let me tell you what they do have. This Saturday over at the Tux Tavern,
yes,
they've got a band called Bob's Fault. And I have not seen them, but I hear that they put on a great show. They're a great bar band. It's a good time.
What are they called? Bob's?
Bob's Fault.
Bob's Fault.
Bob's, like, it's Bob's Fault.
It's Bob's Fault.
It's Bob's
okay.
Fault. They're in this band.
Okay.
I don't know. You'd have to ask them where they got the name. But from what I hear, they're really, really good. They're a good bar band. And I think, you know, I think they're going on at like 8 o'clock or something, 9 o'clock.
Oh, here they are.
Get over to Tux, get some dinner, and then go watch some music. Yeah, they look like dudes just getting together
yeah,
playing their
dude.
Favorite jams, right?
I like these guys already, just looking at the picture.
I could, just by looking at them, you can tell they do like a Stone Temple Pilots song, but then they put in like a not a Bee Gees, but like a Kool & the Gang song or something just to get it going.
Yeah.
Twist and Shout. So I like that type of band. So go see Bob's Fault at Tux this Saturday. Hey, on the 24th, I'm going to skip the 20th. I'm going to go right to the 24th because I'm going to go back
okay.
to the 20th. On the 24th, they're doing a trivia night. Who doesn't love trivia?
I love trivia. I'm also very good at trivia.
I am as well, unless it's like a certain topic. Like there was one downtown that was like Taylor Swift one. I'm not going to get it. But when it's just general knowledge type
right.
nonsense.
She's not general knowledge.
I want to get in there.
She's not.
No. I have so many opinions on her, but good for her. I'm glad she's doing her thing.
She's fine.
But listen, on the 20th over at Tux Tavern. They're doing something great. Not that they don't always, but this is something great. They're having a poker tournament as a fundraiser in honor of Renee Conklin to raise money for Renee. Renee is currently winning the battle on cancer. And so I was at a fundraiser for her last month, and Tux Tavern is doing a good thing by helping them out with incurring costs, and they're having a poker tournament in honor of her. She's a great person. Her and my wife are the best of friends. Her husband's one of the nicest, funniest guys you'll ever meet in your entire life. So if you're a poker guy, or even if you're not a poker guy, if you want to do something good, hang out with some good people and play some poker, get to Tux on the 20th. That's all I got to say about that.
All right.
I went to Tux and I had me about 15 Dr. Peppers. I gotta pay.
They're dick jerking good.
Tux, hey! in the truck on the way over,
garlic
I'm like, I
butter.
Have to remember, get down to Tux. Oh, wait till I tell you what I did.
Okay.
Get to Tux. The food is so good, it's
dick jerking good. I love that, man. Maddie's the best.
Cajun butter's been talking about
Cajun butters.
Tux. Since we've been on, UConn Huskies have won another national championship.
Yes.
Quinnipiac
Hockey won a national championship.
Let me
as well.
Get to where I'm going the
okay.
way I get there.
All right.
Let me drive.
I was just
a fucking passenger.
I was just
pump the brakes, beep
just
beep,
trying
slow
to steer you down.
Anyway, UConn won national men's basketball won national championship. Hell of a run, great games. We were down Tux for the whole thing.
Must have been madness.
Amy's a huge UConn fan. Matter of fact, she gets up on the bar. She does a whole UConn. I got a video.
Oh, you posted it. I think I saw it.
That was at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's another one.
At Tux.
At Tux, and out of control. But like, it was so cool to be down there because like, it was like the third game before they won the championship. The same crowd was there, and it was almost like they knew it was bad juju if they sat somewhere else. It was almost like for the three or four games, that it was like assigned seating.
Nobody you don't want to change your seat. Different. No.
And the crowd in there was
Oh, that had to be madness.
Oh, dude, wait till you see. I don't know if I thought I recorded that. I thought I definitely 100% recorded it. I know I did. Just don't know what I did with it.
You need to handle this before we go on air.
I know, but you know, I just thought of it right now. But I bet you if I go to videos,
you want me to beatbox to fill in?
Please tell me you know how to beatbox. Please tell me you know how to beatbox. I don't know what I do with it. Oh well, I'll have to show it to you another time.
Okay.
Anywho, she gets up on a bar, does the whole UConn, amazing. Like the people are doing chants, the whole place is chanting and screaming at the same time. It was awesome. But anyway, during that time, I had to eat dinner there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I want the Cajun butters, but I'm looking at the menu. Cajun dry rub.
So Ethan is a big fan of dry rub. So I'm not. Same. Yeah.
So I go.
It's interesting.
I used to go to a bar in Seymour, had something like a Santa Fe dry rub, and I loved it. So I said, mm-hmm. Let me try the Cajun dry rub. I don't want to get crazy, and I don't want anybody to get nervous.
Jesus Christ.
They were almost just as good as the Cajun butters.
Really?
Bro?
That's a bold statement.
They are so good that if I was to be there right now, and the waitress, bartender, I don't remember her name, the hot chick, what's her name? Oh, Amy.
Amy, yes.
And she was like, what'll it be? I don't know which one. I don't know what direction.
Really? Well, the dry is nice because it's less messy, right? Like, there's not all the sauce mess and shit.
Well, but Tux doesn't do that. Tux isn't an overly saucy place.
Those Cajun butters were.
They do it just enough that you get to lick your fingers when you want the last.
Right, but it's not like you're dripping. Yeah, you're not swimming in it. Yeah. No, they do it right.
Is what it is. So that's Cajun.
Is what it is. Cajun dry rub. That's
the whole conversation I just went through was to get you to Cajun dry rub at Tux Tavern.
Dick jerking good.
Holy moly! Did they pay for this entire spot? Holy moly! Welcome to the Tux
Tavern
hour. Oh my god. Anyway, we got a lot going on tonight. I just picked my nose. Sorry, it itches. His cat is somewhere, and I could feel it, and it's killing me.
She is around here.
We are going to induct a new person into our National Treasure Hall of Fame.
I'm very curious to hear how this came about.
Mr. Kid Rock, which I believe there might be an appearance by Kid Rock tonight in tonight's show. We are going to talk about Mr. Jerry Springer, who passed away. Yeah, we are going to talk about... the Bud Light controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about how Miley Cyrus has set women back 20 years. I know you're itching about that. Now, you know who the National Treasure is. We won't say who that is yet. Were you surprised when you saw the name? Are you curious as to what my direction is?
I'm more curious as to what the backstory is to how we got there. The pick is great.
Got
you. I agree with the pick.
Got you.
Just seemed very random. I was like,
once I dial it out for you, you're going to be cool with it.
Okay.
A special happy birthday today to a gentleman. I don't know how old he is, but it doesn't matter. But he's a super important guy in my life since I'm 10 years old, if not younger. All the craziness I went through in my life, you know, especially after my dad passed away, he was always there for me. I spent many a day at his house, put in tons of hours with him, his wonderful wife, and, of course, his son and I were best friends. And his daughters are close personal friends, and I love the entire family. One of the daughters' husbands, I've known him since I was fucking 8, 9, 10 years old. Anyway, Mr. Carvalho, happy birthday, sir. I love you. I love you to death, and I hope you're having the best day, and I wish nothing but the best for you, and just know that no matter where you go or wherever you are, I love you to death. Happy birthday, buddy. Anyway, let's get right into Mr. Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer, first of all, he was young.
Was he?
71 years old.
That's young?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good run, dude. Bro, I mean,
if you break your life down into thirds, you're talking 30, 60, 90. Right?
Yeah. I'm not going to say that's young, but it's a little younger than
they always like for. When you grew up, right, and you were too young or too stupid to understand. Oh, everybody, we live for 100 years and then you die. That's everybody's like, oh, you get 100 years because that's like
not too many people.
You and I
get
both know
years.
That not everybody gets 100 years. No. So, no. But I would have to consider a successful rip to me is anywhere 80. I came up with this number today.
Okay.
83 and over to me is a successful rip.
I'd have to agree.
Absolutely successful rip. Yes. 83 and over. So if you're 71, you're staring at 12 more years. He was robbed of 12 more years.
Yeah. Listen, I would say if I died at my age, that's dying young. I'd
How
say
old
he
are you?
Died.
You're 57 now?
53. You're fuck face.
All right, so you're 58.
So I'm not going to say he died young, but
I'm
early.
Your dog's fucking pee shit now.
Dog porn. My dog's also dead. So.
Oh, well.
That's Riddick. He's with Jerry Springer.
He went from digging bones to being bones. Sorry. I love dogs. That was a good dog, though, too.
He was a good dog.
You're 50, what, 4, 58, 54?
Three.
So you would have to say you've got 30 more years. You want to bank on that, right?
I'm banking on 30 more, yeah.
Bank, so...
Yeah.
That's a long fucking time.
Right, but if I only get 15 more or 17 more, I'm still going to say decent run, not a great run, so...
I got to tell you, if you get 15 more, it can say, yeah, listen, you did some damage. It's like, remember Mortal Kombat? Mortal damage.
Finish him.
Finish him. That game, I don't know if I ever told this story. Senior year. It was the year after my dad passed away. So my mom, you know, beginning of school year, you get the new sneakers, you get the new clothes, blah, blah, blah. She gives Robert $500. She gives me $500. Miguel's out of school already. She says, I can't go with you guys. You guys are old enough now. Go get your new clothes. Go get your new sneakers. Get yourself school year ready, which back then meant Trapper Keepers, book bags, everything
right.
you needed, right?
Yeah, get your shit together.
From the Trapper Keeper to the sneakers, your BK Knights, go get them. BK Knights. Melissa Lynn, thanks for having us back.
Hey, Melissa. Hi.
Thanks for letting us into your home.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
Robert goes and does, my mom comes home. She's like, so Robert's got all his clothes fucking laid out, you know. He's with his wife back then. They've been together since they're 16. So, of course, Bethany was with him. He got his clothes all laid out nice for my mom, brand new sneakers. Nobody's allowed to wear or touch anything until the first day of school. So now she comes over and knocks. Yeah, Ma. I open up the door like, yeah. She's like, let me in. I'm like, what's up? She's like, I just want to see your school clothes. I'm like, in a minute. She's like, all right. So I close the door. She comes back. She's like, you going to show me your school clothes? Yeah, PlayStation just came out. I went and bought PlayStation.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Dude, I went and got, like, Mortal Kombat, Road Rage.
Road Rage was
and
the best.
NBA. I forget what the NBA
Wait, Road Rage or Road Rash?
Road Rash.
The motorcycle.
Yes!
With the chain.
They played Soundgarden.
Yes.
And they just kept playing the one clip of the song over. I forget what it was called. But there was
Yeah.
Outshined, outshined. And they just kept playing it over and over and over and over.
Oh, dude, I used to love that game.
She says, unfortunately, you just walk through the front door.
She's alluding to the comment you made about letting us into her
oh,
house.
Oh, gotcha. Got us.
Are we still talking about Springer? Or should I
get we're getting there. Okay. But anyway, I that's what I did.
Okay.
So Jerry Springer, he's 71 years old. Listen, you know we jump all over the place.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I have no beef with Jerry Springer. This dude, you know, he lived imagine he was a millionaire by the time
he was probably doing okay. Yeah.
Politician. But here's what I am going to say, and people can trace it back to whatever they want. I'm pretty sure that dude single-handedly is responsible for today's culture. He is responsible for the Cash Me Outside girl. He's responsible for the Kim Kardashian sex
for
tape.
For sure, dude.
He's responsible for Paris Hilton's sex tape. He's responsible for Lizzo walking around only wearing a washcloth. He's responsible for Cardi B talking about her WAP.
Mm-hmm.
He's single-handed. What he did is all the things that you weren't supposed to talk about. Like back in the day, Donahue or Sally Jesse Raphael.
Right, they were just talking about the...
They would have what they called back then a homosexual on the television.
Right.
And they almost would blur out the face and the voice because you couldn't be a homosexual back then. Whether you were a man or a woman, you couldn't be... What, right? Or you're
it's
the,
true.
Or you're the guy who accidentally got his cousin pregnant.
Right.
Or you accidentally like to wear women's clothing and got pulled over by the police.
Right.
Remember all that shit? Remember back in the day what a big story that was? You know, a town clerk pulled over wearing woman's dress and they were like, oh my God.
Scandalous.
Now it's
like what? Yeah. He's wearing a woman's dress. So
you want to wear a fucking muumuu to dinner? Wear a fucking muumuu to dinner. But what Jerry Springer did and what he's responsible for, and I'm not saying he's right and I'm not saying he's wrong. Again, not my business. All of the culture now, he is responsible for all of it. What he did was is he invited the people who like to suck toes and have sex in pudding and marry broomsticks and all the things you were supposed to keep hidden, he gave those people a stage. He gave those people an outlet. He gave them the balls to say, this is who I am, and this is what I want to be. And it started slow because, remember, like, they would bleep every damn thing. They would blur every damn thing. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if you remember this, but the Jerry Springer VHS tapes came out.
Yeah.
And none of the stuff was blurred. And
right.
None
it
of the
was all. Yeah.
He made it where women couldn't sell sex. They couldn't come out and say, I'm a stripper or I'm a porn star or I sell my ass on. Back then, it was in the paper. Remember, they used to have to do the ads.
The personal
like some
ad
sort
things,
of secret.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, do you want a massage or
right,
can
like
I
a code.
Clean your house? He brought all those people out of the dark, and he brought all of that to the forefront.
Yeah.
You cannot and you will not find a spot before him. And I Googled it this Sunday. You can't find somebody. Now, there was what I came across was like certain like a Morton Downey Jr. or like he was a cuckoo bird and he would do some things. But nobody gave 5 days a week. The freaks and the wackos, and I'm not saying that to make fun of them, so everybody fuck calm down with your political correctness. Eat a bag of dicks. He gave those people, he took them out of the darkness and gave them the light. Yep. And if you go back and you watch, like, as I did Sunday, and you're like, Jerry Springer's greatest hits or whatever, people are acting like total fools. Like, you got the big girl, you know, the big, it was always the big girl.
Like,
who
was the best
was with the skinny black guy who now is cheating with the other skinny black guy. But now the second or the first skinny black guy has to tell you that he is now dating her brother.
Right.
And it's like, whoa. Wait.
It was like cringe after like just when you thought it was can't get any more cringe.
Yeah, it was literally it's an like, episode where the fat white girl was with the skinny black guy and everybody's like, oh, and then. She's and Jerry's like, but there's something you want to tell him, right? And she's like, yes. And she's like, I've been sleeping with your brother. And now he's like, oh my God. And then the two brothers fist fight. And she's like, no, guys, stop. I love you both. And then all of a sudden, but Jerry's like, wait. And then the first boyfriend's like, wait, you think that's, I got something to tell you. And she's like, what? And all of a sudden her skinny crackhead looking brother comes fucking walking out of the back and the two dudes start making out. And she's like, oh my. Like, he gave those people.
Yeah. And he was a master at, like, framing it and setting it up and, like, just timing it. Like, it was perfect, dude.
But with the...
Absolutely perfect.
And the flip side to all of that, because, like I said, he gave birth to Cash Me Outside. How about that? He gave birth to Paris. You think by all of that... I don't believe that... Pam and Tommy didn't know that tape was coming out.
No, of course not.
I don't believe that Paris didn't know that tape was coming out.
Of course
And I 100% believe that Kim Kardashian's mother had everything to do with that tape coming out.
Of course she did. Come on.
And at this point, you almost have to say, the chick was in her 20s. She was going to have sex anyway. Now you're all billionaires. So maybe she's a fucking genius.
I mean, turned out all right. I don't know. I'm not going to question it.
One penis made that entire family billionaires. They, not that they wouldn't have been something else, but they wouldn't have been billionaires without them. I don't care what anybody tells me. They would not. Talent always rises. They didn't need it this time. Anyway, that's a whole other fucking subject. And I think we've touched on that before, no pun intended. But what Jerry Springer did is he gave all those. But what he also did was made it okay for us to laugh at it, for everybody else to laugh at it and to talk about it and to be around it. Because all the people in the stands were all like, all or the audience were all like, oh my God. And us at home were like, oh my God, we got to see what happens next. Full well knowing, y'all were home sucking toes. You were all home banging your girlfriend's brother.
I mean, you're not any better.
You were all home selling your ass. You were all home doing weird shit. He literally...
How could they? It's like, come on.
The fact that we do live in a society where, and I'm probably repeating it, something someone's heard 1,000 times, where baby, it's cold outside, gets shut down because it's a wee bit rapey.
Yeah.
But Wet Ass Pussy gets played, it's the number one song for 3 months.
I mean...
Jerry Springer is responsible for that thought, for that train of thought. He is fucking responsible for it. Kudos to him. Kudos to what he did.
He could have almost been the national treasure today. I mean,
I thought of it.
I bet you did.
100% thought about it, but I had already thought of the other thing, and by the time I had thought of it, I didn't want to make him the national treasure.
Right.
Not saying we can't in the future, but
keep it. Let's workshop it. Keep it on the table.
It's worse. It's fuck out of here.
Rabbit's dead too. Nothing but dead animals on that screen, apparently.
Well, but Jerry Springer is
I love the guy. His show was because his show was pre-internet, pre-social media, so it was almost like a living social media thing. It's like what people do on social media now, like. It's crazy, dude, in context.
Back when you had to watch porn on VCR.
Right.
Back when you had to get your cable box and you had to buy that chip and put it in there just the right way so you can get the Spice Channel. The
channel. And Skinamax.
What Jerry Springer was doing was bringing you the stuff.
That's right. That's right.
You couldn't get there. He was saying, he was backdooring it.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to sell you porn without selling you porn. And when those Jerry Springer videos came out, right around the girl, Girls Gone Wild is because of Jerry Springer.
That's right.
Those girls got out on stage and they're like, oh, listen, what are you here to do today? I'm here to tell my boss I sold $50 out of the register twice a week for 6 months. Oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, her only response when the crowd went nuts on her was to go, and everybody's like, how is that even a proper response? And obviously, 1,000%, she was told, hey, listen, if you want to show your
go ahead. You're fine.
Feel free. If you want to tell us you blew a turtle on prom night, we want you to do that. And here's the thing. If you didn't blow a turtle on prom night, tell them you did anyway.
Right. Just say it.
Because the world is full of freaks and weirdos, which we all are. Guilty, right?
Guilty.
Do it. He made it okay. Jerry Springer.
Yeah,
kudos
a genius, man. Guy was a genius.
Rest in peace. Do you think when they lowered his cast, it was just like,
Jerry.
He did a lot for this country. He was a national treasure.
We're not going down that route. He's in contention.
I'm almost forgetting the other things I told you we were going to talk about. We still have Miley Cyrus to come. We still have I almost just said his name.
Bud Light, too.
And Bud Light. Let's go to... You want to go to Bud Light or do you want to go to Miley Cyrus? I'm going to let you play. Kirk Michael, you pick the next spot. Miley Cyrus or Bud Light?
I feel like the Bud Light discussion is going to be a little extra contentious, and I like it when you end the show in a tirade or when you get worked up. So I'm going to say let's do Miley Cyrus next.
You're a psychopath and you get what you wish for. I am picking a side, and I don't know. You might be surprised by the side I pick. You know what it is? Oh, Renee says Miley, so we're going to go with Miley.
Okay, Renee. Any chance you could turn your phone off while we're recording?
It's my son from the... I'm not supposed to say that. Hold on. Buddy, hold on. Bro. Nothing. I'm live on Facebook right now. I won't mention your name. I won't say who you are or where you're going, but I wanted to say I love you. Where are you? Saddam's palace?
What? Burn it!
You're on it right now? Can I call you back in like 40 minutes? All right. I love you. If I'm awake, I'm in the middle of an internet live show there, buddy. I'll call you as soon as I'm done. I love you. Bye. That's my son who's currently serving our country in the Navy.
Serving the country.
How am I not going to answer that phone call, right?
You should probably
He's going out
answer.
To sea. It's his first time on a boat. He leaves tomorrow.
I heard. Love that dude.
Miley Cyrus. Let's get into it.
Okay. What's happening? Where did this come from, too?
What?
Like, where... What's going on with Miley? I don't read the news. Is something happening? Shh. All right, well,
no,
go.
What happened was I took JoJo to McDonald's for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And I got one of the rice coffees. It's not bad, dude.
Ethan loves those, dude.
It's not
he
bad.
He swears
really,
by McDonald's iced.
I'm telling you right now, man. Yeah. I would drink that over Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee anytime. That's very
That's
good.
What he's been telling me for years.
Miley.
Miley, shut the...
As you know, JoJo says she's hot. Okay, Bubba.
No, he's not wrong.
Anywho, you know where I work, the warehouse setting, so we play the radio.
Right.
So you have a hard time in there. We have a metal roof over there, and it's like a big building, so we don't get the
reception.
Best reception.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard to, you know, get a good radio station up there. So
right.
You have to kind of just take whatever you get.
What do you do, the whale?
I don't know what it's called. No. If they're playing Miley Cyrus, I don't think
it's
the whale.
Not the
Whale's
whale.
Classic rock,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like almost PLR.
Yes.
Except
yes.
Little, like, they'll play a little bit more like lighter love
yes.
Star stuff.
Yes.
Anywho, so whatever station they get, Miley Cyrus, I can buy myself flowers. I can buy myself. Dude, when it first came out, it played every 15, we clocked it in the warehouse. The employees packing, because you know what the packing stations are?
They counted how many times it played.
They go like this, 105, 120. Literally every 15 minutes that song came out. And I could tell it starts, we were good till we weren't. Like, I could fucking hear it in my fucking sleep, dude. I'm at home washing dishes. I can buy myself flowers. I'm in the shower. I can buy myself flowers. In my head, I can buy myself flowers. It's fucking everywhere. So then I start to really listen to the song. I start to listen.
Oh, so you start actually ingesting it.
Well, so she's supposed to be empowering the women. Like,
right.
The song is basically about the guy she was married to and go fuck yourself, dude, right?
Okay.
I can buy myself flowers.
Right. I don't need you. I'll buy it myself.
Do it, girl. So she goes on to, list a couple other things that she doesn't need a man for. And I'm all for it. Listen, independent woman, whatever you want, however, women, I will say this again, and I've said it many times, women are the stronger and smarter species. I will never deny that.
I would
that.
Have to agree with that.
I have no problem admitting that. I tell my wife all the time, she's the smartest, funniest, best person I know. Done. Women are the smartest.
Done.
And stronger sex. Done.
Miley, however,
ladies, and I'm talking to you, ladies. I feel like Miley has no, she's got no confidence in you guys. She's fucking mailing it out. Miley goes on to say
that, did you bring lyrics?
Oh, I did. Miley goes on to say,
okay.
First, obviously, I can buy myself flowers.
Okay, let's get an itemized got list you. Here. Miley can get herself
she
flowers.
She then can write her own name in the sand. You go get her, girl.
Okay.
However, you can't write your name in a snow like weekend. We can do it in cursive, standing up. But anyway, she can talk to herself for hours. She doesn't need you to talk to her, guy.
Check.
She can talk to herself for hours.
Good for you, Miley.
So far, feminism,
she's killing
baby.
It. Yeah, she's killing it.
She can say things you don't understand. So not only, you don't have to tell her things she doesn't understand anymore because she can say things you don't understand. The power on it, the strength that she's giving women right now, okay? She can take herself dancing. She don't need you. She'll get an Uber right now and she'll go to the club. She don't need...
She's so...
Take a look around. You see a man?
She's so independent.
She don't need no fucking man. She took
she's
herself
so
dancing. Guy.
So proud of her.
This is... She can hold her own hand. She'll fucking need you, bro.
Come on.
What does she need? Look at this. You think I need you? You think I need you to feel another human, to get human contact? You think I need you to cuddle? I got me, baby.
I'm not saying I could be an astronaut, but I could hold my own hand.
She should reduce the Sonny and Cher song. I got me, babe.
I got me, babe.
I got me, babe. That's basically what she's singing. And then she finally goes out to say that I can love myself better than you can.
There's a lot to unpack with that one.
Well, I would say there's a lot to ingest. But you said unpack, so we'll go that way.
All right.
So it got me to thinking, after listening to this fucking ridiculous song over and over and over. I am going to give her a compliment, though, before I go any further.
Okay.
I do really like her singing voice.
She has a great voice, dude.
I really enjoy her. Like, I really think she has a good. She does that Fleetwood Mac song. I enjoy it.
Yep.
I think she does a good job. So, but as far as trying to put out a woman's anthem,
probably not.
So I thought to myself, John, what could have Miley said? What could Miley
Wait, have said? You have alternate lyrics? Did you come up with your own?
Yeah, man. What if she was like, because it's all about, I don't need a man, right?
Right. She's independent. Hold her own.
So what about, I can change my own tire.
Empowering. Right. So we see her with a flat tire on the side of the road. We don't even have to pull over. She could do it.
Miley has it. Miley
got it. Covered.
I can chase my own mugger. You know, like, because right. If you're with, go get him. Now we don't have.
Right.
She got it.
So, like, the boat sinking, it's usually women and children first. I could go before Miley because...
You stole one of my ideas.
Damn it, sorry.
We're on the Titanic. And it's going down.
At least we're in the same lane, though.
The men could join in and sing now, go, I can go before Miley. She's giving us a green light.
She's saying go. Don't wait for me. Don't save a spot in the life raft. You go.
What about, I can build my own back porch?
Right.
I can get my own bug out of the shower. I don't need to scream and say there's a bug in the shower.
Don't get my spiders. I'll do it. I got this.
I feel like, and I'm going to lean back a little bit.
Just stay close to the mic.
Stay close.
You're drifting tonight a little.
I feel like she didn't think that one through. I think she wanted to come through. I can balance my own checkbook. I could pay my own mortgage. These are things that you see in an independent woman. She can pay her own mortgage. She can watch her own children. She can build her own Amazon small, tiny home. She can dig her own hole. She can mow her own lawn. Where's this stuff?
That would have been a better look for her, I think, instead of boiling it down to just...
And Lisa brings up a good point. She says that she thought she wrote that song because her husband cheated on her and it was a dig to him. Okay.
Isn't Lisa supposed to be working?
I don't know. But I think the point of the song was to say, hey, you, guy, testicles, I don't need you. I can do all of this stuff by myself. I would have thought that even while she was in the relationship, she could have fucking done them things anyway.
Right. Does she need to have the relationship end for her?
She didn't need him to go get her flowers. She didn't have to wait for that. She could write her own name.
Did she not know it
until
after?
People write their own
after?
Name in the sand all the fucking time. Well.
I hold my own hand sometimes. It's fine.
Everybody that has, you know, two arms or at least one.
Right.
The people with no arms.
No, they can't do that. Well, they could use it.
They could squiggle it.
That's fine.
No.
I guess. It's weird. I don't like this. I'm looking at the lyrics now. I don't like it. It's very condescending.
JoJo wants to get her flowers. No, listen. What I read you was just the first verse. I didn't even try to go deeper.
No, I'm looking deeper. It doesn't get any better, dude.
Is there anything more conflicting than what I'm than the things that she said? Like, can she do more things without her? She says Lisa is on dinner break.
Oh, okay, Lisa.
Are you having 4 ounces of walnuts and 2 slices of cheese like you used to send for fucking Kirk?
That's why I'm so thin now.
She's probably got a meat lover's pizza, and she's like, that fat fuck better be eating his fucking walnuts when I get home.
But when I want pizza. But you know what? She's a woman. She could buy herself pizza.
Oh!
She doesn't
Lisa
need
can buy herself pizza.
She could get her own pizza. She don't need me to get no pizza. Anyway.
That was funny. What are the other things Miley says? Give me one or two things.
That's basically the whole chorus. It does end with, it's just love me better. Like, she
can love herself better than
she's
he
basically
can.
Saying that I can love me better.
She's
than
basically
you
saying that what she does for herself is better than what he did.
She could paint her nails. She could paint her nails cherry red. No remorse, no regret.
Ooh. She's basically trying to hurt his manhood, right? She went after. So the basis to me is she went after his manhood By saying those first things and then saying that I can love myself better than you can, all she's trying to do is publicly shame this dude and shame his manhood and shame his, you know.
And listen, I got to be honest with you. If I was the guy, this wouldn't bother me at all. I'd be like, whatever, sister. Go get it.
No, listen, if I was him.
It wouldn't have bothered me, I don't think.
I mean, I think he's a knucklehead. The chick's got all the money in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a whole different conversation.
She's good looking. She's successful. She's rich. I don't know what he's got going on. I know he's one of the. I know he's Thor's brother, but
yeah, Hemsworth. Right?
I don't know if he's as successful.
Nah, he's a pretty good looking
pork
dude.
Tacos and pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo. Thanks for the update, Larry.
Oh, look, yeah, that's Larry with the update on Taco Thursday.
Taco Thursday at Yale New Haven.
So yeah, man. Miley.
I don't know, dude. I agree with you. It's a little
It's a bum song, dude.
It's a bum song.
At least when men write songs about women and they're mad at them, they get the point across. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. She's buried right in my backyard.
There's no, like, subtleties there.
Hey, she's a crazy bitch. You're right? Or she fucking hates me. Like, we get right to the fucking point. Renee says that she was saying the opposites of the song he dedicated to her on their wedding engagement. Boy, I didn't realize.
Oh, that's interesting. So I think I get what she's saying.
JoJo has got a thing for Miley Cyrus.
JoJo, you need to settle down.
JoJo Montana.
I think what Renee is saying is that he must have chosen a song that said, I will buy you flowers. I'll write your name in the sand. I'll talk to you for hours. And Miley was intentionally contradicting all those lines in that song.
She should have kept that shit private. And that dude should have picked a better song.
Plus, who knows that? I mean, Renee knows it, and I appreciate that, but we don't know that. It just sounds like she's being, I don't know, Miley.
Renee's agreeing with you. Speaking of Renee, we mentioned it at the top of the show, Renee, who's a marvelous person, just had dinner with her and some of her family. She just had a big birthday. On the 20th, Tux is hosting a poker tournament in honor of Renee and helping her.
Speaking of another Renee, you didn't even congratulate my son on getting married.
I didn't get there yet, pal.
All right.
I haven't ended the show.
All right, fine.
Get down to Tux on the 20th for a fundraiser for Renee, who is winning and mightily and honorably and quite graciously battling and the cancer. And so get down there and help for a good cause, for a good person, for a good family, done by good people. So get down there. My wife will be down there playing poker, and she'll probably win because I told you she's a
poker
fucking card show.
Killer player. Dude, right.
Ridiculous. All right. So I don't want that to come across as I didn't like Miley. It's not that I dislike Miley Cyrus. I just found the song very.
Oh, I dislike her.
Pointless. I guess now that if there's more background to it, but even Lisa's saying it's on social media, but for the 48 million people who have to listen to that song every 15 minutes who don't know that shit about her.
That's the thing. It's too ambiguous. We don't know that. It just sounds.
It's just very. I can buy myself flowers. Yeah, no shit, dude. You live in a free country.
Yeah.
You could take a shit in your backyard. You don't got to write
fix
a song.
Fix racism.
About it.
You want to do something? Fix racism. Don't buy yourself flowers.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. I didn't even get the memo. Is racism broke?
That's a good one. That's a good one. God damn, I wish I thought of that.
Jesus Christ. Let me check my white guy emails. I got nothing here about that. It's broken. You set him up, I knock him down, kid. I'm trying to knock the rust off here, man. It's been a long month, but I'm glad you're back.
Fine.
We're going to be right back here next Thursday.
Let's do it. I got nothing else going on.
I heard.
I'm done. I'm done.
Kirk got fired. I'd like to unpack that one of these days, but I don't think we will. JoJo, in quotes, I can buy myself flowers. Boy, this guy.
He is.
I think he's got a crush on Miley Cyrus.
Dude. I mean, I'd love that for him. But it's a little. It might be a little more than a crush.
I'm done with her. Anyway.
Me too.
Let's talk about our past national treasures. We know that it's in honor and named after Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Who's a national treasure. The president and CEO of Costco, who keeps hot dogs at $1.50.
Which was one of my favorites.
He's doing the fucking people's work right. He's doing the Lord's work right there. The sheriff
Florida,
who told the people, listen, if these crackheads are breaking into your house, fucking shoot them.
Just kill them.
We'll come. You kill them, we'll come get them.
Yes. And we'll clean it up. I think that was it.
I think that was it, right?
Yeah, we don't do it every week, which I like because it makes it more
special. No, it has to spark my interest. And it has to really, how should I say, pull on my heartstrings. Which, anyway, I'm sitting home this past weekend. I was home alone. Amy was at work. JoJo was at a friend's house. And I was watching something, and this person came on. And they start to list the things. And I start to realize that he's such a huge part of our lives. He's been, how should I say, like, we all have these, like, things in our life that this dude is a huge part of. Like, he's in our homes. He's, we talk about him all the time, and he's part of some of the biggest things that we've seen in our life. And then I learned a little bit more about him in his personal life, and and the things he's done for his family and the things he's given up for his family. And I said, man, literal words as I was eating carrots, peppers, tomatoes, and celery on the couch by myself, dunking it in ranch, trying to be a good boy.
Oh,
I had knowing ranch. Full I had ranch well, fucking knowing there was Chips Ahoy and some Doritos in the kitchen, which I got fought with myself one day. Like, I was in a 10-round boxing match with myself, bro. No joke. Trying not to go into that kitchen and eat those things. Full admittance here. I got as far as picking up the chili Fritos.
Yes.
Walking to the living room, almost opening the bag, and then somehow convincing myself not to do it. But I got that far.
How the fuck did you do that?
Dude, I really just want to do it. I got to do it. I got to do it. I just got done telling somebody that. You know, and I know Amy's hate. I don't know if she hates when I talk to her about so much, but people are always like, you're always talking about your wife, but whatever. I told somebody, listen, my wife's a dime. Summer's coming. I can't continue to stand next to her, and we look like the fucking number 10.
Right, because she's the one. She's
the one, I'm the zero. Like,
so you're looking to get the beach body.
I'm always going to look like I've outpunched my weight class. I've always outkicked the coverage, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I at least got to put some fucking effort in, right?
So, right. You want to make it look like you're trying.
Plus, I want to live long. You got to want to live longer, right?
Yes.
So
for sure.
A healthy me, I would hope, is a longevity me. Does that make any sense? Mm-hmm. But anyway.
It's close enough.
And I thought to think of this guy. And then I started to run through his fucking, his credits, man. And once I go through them, I think you're going to agree with me that this dude, he's a national treasure. So before we tell you his name, I'm going to run through his credits. Don't put his picture up yet.
I won't.
All right. This guy in your life, he came to us. He was Mr. Mom. He was Johnny Dangerously.
Fucking great movie, dude.
He gave us Multiplicity, which if you out there have never seen Multiplicity, the movie.
Great movie.
You have to watch Multiplicity.
Great movie.
This guy was Beetlejuice. Okay? Now everybody knows who I'm talking about. He was fucking Batman.
Possibly the best Batman.
Other than Adam West, he was the best Batman
ever. I did like Christian Bale, but it was close.
Nope.
No?
Michael Keaton is the best Batman, other than Adam West in a TV show is the best. But Michael Keaton gives up his acting career for his family to raise his children because his wife is sick and all these things he did. And everything he touches is gold. Everything you've ever watched out of him, he's never hurt anybody. He keeps his politics pretty much to himself. He's not one of these guys who's up your ass about dumb shit. And he's a part of everyone's childhood. Just between Beetlejuice, Johnny Dangerously, Beetlejuice, Batman, alone. Fucking Michael Keaton.
It
is a national treasure.
And the thing I love and that you alluded to the most is that I don't know him personally, obviously, but he comes off as genuinely a good guy. He just comes off as a good guy. It's like I'd hang out with the guy. He's not like these other Hollywood dudes where it's like
he's not puts himself all over the place so he could be like super douche plug trying to share his views and everything and blah, blah, blah. I just think he's us having a beer, doing a great thing, loves what he does, but he's just a super like Snoop Dogg coaches football, and I find like, how does Snoop Dogg coach football? Everybody, I just feel like this dude could be coaching his kid's soccer team, and nobody would even bother him. He would just fit right.
No, because he's just a dude, you know.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Just, I love Keaton, that pick, dude.
We honor you. We thank you, and welcome to our national Kid Rock Live with Johnny.
National. When did we put Kid Rock's name in it? I thought it was him, bro. I thought it was just national
treasure. Look at that! Look at that last comment.
John, I just broke the TV.
What do you mean you just broke the TV? The TV in the living room, bro? Yo, his mother's gonna kick his ass.
Yo, mama gonna slap your ass.
Yo, she gonna slap you in the mouth, boy.
Boy.
Nobody calls Buford T. Justice a possum's pecker. Boy, when I get home, I'm gonna punch your mama in the mouth.
Right in the mouth.
Fucking Buford T. Justice, man. Anyway, Michael Keaton, welcome
to
the
club. Yeah,
that's
a good pick, dude. I support that.
You know what it is? I find that when I look at him and when I see him and you talk about him, I just care about the guy and I feel like he cares about me. So that's all it is. So that's that with that. How's it feel to be back? We got about 8 minutes left, right?
Feels great, dude. I miss this.
If we're keeping it within an hour, who's more happier than you that we started at 7 o'clock?
It's the best, dude.
Oh, my God.
It's the best.
Now I don't have to miss the first 7 minutes of Antique Roadshow. I'm totally going to make it. Dude. And there's a guy bringing a vase that he found in Jerusalem in 1971, and I can't wait to see the work.
It's so good.
Dude, you're such an old dick.
It's so
58
good.
Looks good on you, though, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. What'd you say, 53?
53.
Okay. I want to touch base on the Bud Light thing.
Yeah, what? I didn't even hear. Dude, that's one of those things I heard nothing about. You mentioned it. I started Googling it, and I was like, holy Christ, when did this happen?
I got to see if this is JoJo texting me about the broken thing. So, Bud Light goes and they're gonna put a transgender woman going from man to woman decided to video document like a vlog, whatever they call it is,
whatever
her change to a woman.
Okay.
So to celebrate her first year as a woman, Bud Light was going to put her on the can for a couple of 12 packs or something. I don't know. Like, you know, congratulations on your first year as a woman. Blah, blah, blah.
How'd that go?
That's the cliff notes of that, right? On its face, big fucking deal, right? Honestly, big deal for both sides. Who gives a fuck? Like, if that's what you want to do with your beer can, do that with your beer can.
That's great.
Does not affect me in any way.
It's great.
I stopped drinking Bud Light once I can pay for my own beer. I never liked it. You know what I mean?
Come on.
I never liked Bud
Light. Dude, it's
never.
Compared to Miller Light, it's
Miller Light
not
is
that
the king's
bad,
beer.
Dude.
Shut your fucking
Come
pile.
On.
Anyway.
You're just being silly now.
I hit neither here nor there. Give me a Bud Light right now. I'll drink it because I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
Doesn't matter to me. And before I start giving you my opinions and the facts, I'm going to say this. The people who were instantly like, fuck Bud Light, can't believe they did this, I'm never drinking Bud Light again. And that was all you said. You did it just because they put a transgender woman on there? You're wrong. You're an idiot. To the people who were like, oh my God, this is great, and I'm glad they did it, and fuck all you people saying they shouldn't have done it. You're wrong. You're both wrong.
I thought you said you were going to take a side.
I am.
Okay.
In a minute.
All right.
You're both wrong.
Everybody's wrong.
You're wrong for being mad that it was just being mad just because she was transgender. And you're wrong, the other side, for just being mad at them. Because nobody did their homework on this one. Nobody. Right? I think you're both wrong. I think you're, number one, we live in a country where everybody, we have free will, and everybody can think however they want, and they can feel however they want. You can't tell them how to feel. You can't force them how to feel. So if somebody didn't like it, I'm not saying they're right. I happen to think they're wrong just for hating it because the woman was transgender, but it's not your place to tell them they're wrong. You're wrong. You can't tell people how to feel.
Yeah, just don't look at it. If you don't like it, look at it.
Well, that's the thing. Shut it up. Goes back to the 1990s when everybody wrote in the TV guide that Married with Children had to come off the TV because the Bundy family was corrupting your kids. If you truly, honestly believe that, the actors and the producers and the stagehands didn't have to lose their job, you just had to change the fucking channel. So you're all wrong on this one. Either you changed the channel or you didn't on Bud Light. That's all. Here's the problems I have with it. It's two-faced on this one.
Okay.
Number one, the person they chose, I have an issue with.
Okay. It seems a lot of people do.
It is a I don't know if you were going to show the Kid Rock video where he lights up the beer cans with the gun. I understand why he did it, you know, because he's Kid Rock and he's always going to do something a little bit more boisterous.
So were you saying he overreacted and he was wrong? Because he seems to fall into that
Kid
first
Rock,
bucket.
Well, see, Kid Rock was mad for the same reason I'm mad.
Okay.
I just don't think I want to whip out a gun and shoot a bunch of
bullets. It was a nice gun, though. But
it was
anyway.
A nice gun. Listen.
I will give him that.
The woman that they chose to do this, and I think this is where Bud Light dropped the ball, they should have done a little bit of homework. You know, we don't let Kevin Hart do the Grammys because he said some sexist, you know, racist things or something. We don't let certain people do other things because they may have said something super offensive.
Right.
We cancel people left and right now. Right?
It happens.
The woman that they chose, the transgender woman that they chose, who was a man who now identifies as a woman, identifies herself as a 13-year-old girl.
Right, not just
not
a
just
woman.
A girl. She prefers to carry herself as a 13-year-old girl who happens to have a serious crush on 13-year-old boys.
Oof.
That's where
that
my problem
sounds
is.
Like a loophole.
That... I didn't think of it that way, but it almost sounds like
sounds
a get-out-of-jail-free
like,
card.
Yes.
So that's where my problem comes into play there. I don't care that this person wants to be who they want to be. Again, said it 1,000 times, don't care if you want to be a broomstick. Do your thing. Go fucking be a broomstick. Not my job to care. You're not. If you're not hurting anyone and you're not doing anything to jeopardize
whatever.
My family or myself,
go for it.
Do you, man.
Do it.
Do whatever you want. If someone I know and love and cared about decided to tell me they wanted to be a boy now or they wanted to be a girl now, I think the first thing I would say to them is, that's cool. Are we still going out for wings? You know what I mean?
Like, let's get some wings.
I don't care. My problem on its face is that they chose this person who has publicly in a video, which now, of course, is, you know,
redacted.
Come out. That she's this man who now prefers himself to be a woman, prefers to be, you know, live her life as a 13-year-old girl, really likes 13-year-old boys who happens to be in their late 20s. That's the error for me. So when Kid Rock is shooting the beer cans or these other people are saying, I have a problem with this, those people are not right, but I get it.
Right.
We can't, as you said, give the loophole. We can't give that free pass. We can't do that. Because whether that person thinks they are a man or a woman and they are 29 years old, you can't have a crush on 13-year-old boys either way.
You're still 29. You can't identify as a new age.
I can't back that. I can't get behind that.
No.
Not for me. Okay?
Not for me.
So that's where my problem lies with Bud Light on choosing that person. If you wanted to choose another transgender person who's doing things, you know, the copacetic way and let's say the law-abiding way because I feel like statutory rape and pedophilia shouldn't be celebrated, call me crazy. But you're not going to ever tune into Live with Johnny, and I'm going to say hooray for pedophiles. Not doing that today.
I would hope not.
We're not doing that today. We're not doing that next week. Now, I'm not calling this person a pedophile, but
it's a little.
The pattern super frightens me. Super, super frightens me. And if anybody's listening, let's keep an eye out. That's number one. Number two, Bud Light. Been around for, I don't know, would you say late 80s, early 90s? What remember used to be Bud Dry, then they turned it into...
to be 40...
Let's say 40 years.
40 years.
40 years.
Good roundabout.
Okay. Bud Light's been around for 40 years. How long do you think women been around? Long fucking time, right?
30, I don't know.
Long fucking time. Long fucking time.
Long time.
Bud Light, I got a question. Why now? Why now? Why now do you want to put a woman... on a Bud Light can. You've had plenty of opportunities in the last 40 years. And women, if we start at the beginning, since I've been alive, Betty Ford would have been a funny one. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's a good one.
But you've got women of all races and ages you could have put on there, right? It could have been Nancy Reagan, the Don't Do Drugs, man. She went and got some Don't Do Drugs. Marilyn Monroe.
Sure.
Like the ultimate woman.
Hell yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt's wife. Can't remember her name all of a sudden.
Eleanor.
Harriet Tubman. Rosa Parks. Well, you can go down the line of women who've actually made a difference, like a real difference in the way we live and the way we do things. Why, Bud Light, have you slighted women up until now? And then the first woman you wanted to put on your beer can happened to be a man last year. It's only been a woman for the 1 year when you've had women who've been women for many years.
Doing some great stuff.
You can't jump into the fight now and be like, oh, let's pretend we give a fuck now when you've had plenty of chances to give a fuck. So that's my second problem with you. Right? My grandmother would have been a cool one. She did a lot of cool shit.
Sure. Mine too. I mean, she's dead, but when she was alive.
The first Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the first Supreme Justice there.
Supreme Court, yeah.
Why not her? Whoever the first woman senator was, whoever the first woman governor was, whoever
Kamala Harris.
First. No. Time to fuck out. This is Live with Johnny.
Slow down.
No. I just don't understand now because it's the super cool, popular in thing to be doing and saying. Now Bud Light wants to jump on. Fuck out of here.
And for the record, the
plenty
Bud.
Plenty of opportunities.
Anheuser-Busch CEO distanced the company from it, saying, we didn't approve this. We didn't know about it. So they're walking it back like full damage control.
And I get it. What about Olympic Carrie Strug? What's the woman from the 80s? I can picture a short brunette with the hair. She was in the Olympics. She had like one of them three-person names. It could have been her. It could have been. They've had so many opportunities.
Nadia Comaneci. No.
You thinking Christy Yamaguchi? They've had so many opportunities to celebrate women on their beer can.
There's a big pool there.
Here we are celebrating women, and women deserve everything. We've already said you are the stronger, smarter fucking species. I just don't understand why now you're jumping on when. This is going to come off insensitive, but now that a man wants to be a woman, now it's okay? You're only making the argument that men always got the fucking awards and men always got the props and men always got talked about. Did you really have to wait for a man to become a woman before you celebrate a woman? Fuck off, Bud Light. That's my problem with the whole thing.
And why even play that card? Like, Bud Light was doing fine. Like, were they...
Why get involved?
Why even jump why in that
get,
pool?
Why get involved? And then the jokes. Like on TikTok, some, you know, tough, gruffy dude from Idaho. I drink Bud Light. Nothing happened to me. And then all of a sudden it segues into him wearing his wife's sundress. Real fucking funny guy. Real fun. It's about as funny as the late night comedians who are still making fun of Donald Trump. Like, fucking come be original at some point.
Come up with something else.
But, and, you know, and again, don't everybody get twisted. I'm not, you know, don't know. Johnny's not talking politics. I'm just talking fucking common sense, man. That's my fuck. You have so many opportunities. I wish I could, you know, I there's so many great women in the history of the world in the last 100 years that you guys had every fucking opportunity to do this with. And you didn't choose that those people. You chose.
Formulate your words.
You know, like when a kid isn't getting enough attention. So they just fucking kick the cookie jar off the counter. And be like, ooh, how'd that happen?
What? Wait.
That's what Bud Light did. Bud Light was like, okay, how do we get in with the cool kids? How do we get in with the fucking cool kids? Bud Light, you fucked up, man. You became one of the cool kids, and then you snitched, and it's all on you.
That's it. Done. Canceled.
Anyway, we will be back here next Thursday. Now that we got the rust knocked off, we're going to do some things. We got some things planned. We got to get our bearings again, but we're back on Thursday nights, and I think Thursday night's going to become our thing.
I like Thursday nights. Tomorrow's Friday.
I don't mind. Tomorrow's
beat
Friday. You can't beat that with a wiffle ball bat. Looking forward to it. Just trying to make sure there wasn't anything I was supposed to talk about today. Make sure I said happy birthday to Mr. Carvalho. We mentioned Renee's benefit. Tux was our everything's there.
Ethan getting married.
Ethan got married.
Say congratulations.
Congratulations to Ethan and his wife.
And by the way, there was like 10 people there. So don't give me that why wasn't I invited? Shit.
I wasn't invited.
There was 10 people there.
A little fucked up, dude. I could have come out, hung out by the gazebo, and checked it out, but that's fucking fine.
We had dinner at D'Amelio's.
Amazing.
Oh
my God,
I love
that place.
Dude, it was so good.
I love that place.
Yep.
I hope life finds everybody well. It's funny. We were off for a month, Kirk, and I did receive texts and messages saying, how are you? People really... I saw someone at my sister-in-law's house, and they listened to my podcast, and the first words out of their mouth were, John, how are you?
It's working.
It's working.
It's working.
It has to work. The whole world's fucked up, man. The whole world's fucked up. Don't even... You go to the front page of Yahoo News or Fox News or CNN News, you see
see shit like this.
14-year-old kids ran onto the school bus today to shoot a gun at another kid and then hijack the bus. Like, the whole world's fucked up. Anyway, we don't want to talk about that.
No.
Hey, man, next week we are going to talk about, I'm taking up a cause, and we together as Live with Johnny viewers are going to make something happen. We're going to make something happen. We're going to flood the Facebook with something, and we are going to make something happen. Yeah, I want it so bad.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about it next week. We're going to start our march towards that, and I'm hoping to have a special caller on next week to start that on. So we're going to talk about that next week. Listen, reach out to the ones who aren't reaching out. Our very last show we did here live with Johnny before tonight was about suicide awareness, and it's about mental health, and it's about people just needing someone to ask them how they're doing. I, in turn, reached out to someone who I had thought I needed to reach out to, and since found out they're doing better, and they're doing the right thing, and they're getting the help that they need, and so do that. Reach out to the people who aren't reaching out. Talk to somebody you haven't talked to in a while. Just send them a text. How are you? Just say, hey, how are you? It could change somebody's day, could change their week, could change their fucking life, baby. So we hear about you. We love all of you. We will see you next week. We are back, baby.
Yeah, we're back.
Bright Eyes, I love you to death, and I'm coming home, and we will see you all next week. Bye-bye.